preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
That's what we're doing. Can survive. Me, you, and all the rest of the Patriots, we're surviving. And we're going to make it through. Well, you know, it's gotten a lot better of late here. As we talk here on the Trump Phenomenon radio show on this February 16th, 2023, you know, go back a few months and we were sweating whether or not we would regain any power in the federal government, any way of protecting ourselves from within the federal government. Well, of course, we have achieved that with winning the House of Representatives and winning it in a MAGA way. Very important. We didn't win it in a Paul Ryan way or a Mitt Romney way or a John McCain way or a Mitch McConnell way, which is the rhino way, which is the losing way. We won it in a MAGA way. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for the ensuing hour, as we are 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. It's a live show. We love to take calls, and the good, the bad, and the ugly at 512-248-8252. So don't be shy. You can call in. And let's see, where shall we begin this evening? This is Thursday night. I like to make you feel better, wherever you may be. Who was it? There was a radio host. Was it Walter Winchell? Or who was it? Said, wherever you are listening out there, this was in the days of broadcast radio, meaning it came from a radio tower, might be like 100,000 watts. And he would say to all of you out there, and then he said, and ships at sea. Because there were ships at sea that could actually receive the signal back then. And by the way, you ought to read up on radio in America, which was all invented here by us Americans, and the FM, AM, the whole thing. The audiences in the heyday of radio were, as the president would say, were huge. They were huge. They were much bigger than the audience that CNN might have on any given evening or MSDNC. And of course, nothing like the audience that Rush Limbaugh had. I don't know if we have anyone now who has measured up to Rush Limbaugh in size of audience or influence. This is something, this is a great loss to Donald Trump. Rush Limbaugh really loved Donald Trump, and the feeling was mutual. And we're losing Rush Limbaugh to, I guess it was cancer, wasn't it? Was a terrible loss. Wouldn't it be great if we were getting daily doses of Rush Limbaugh right now? Let's start with something. Let's start over here at the president has posted uh, 20 minutes ago. And so I'll start with that post. It's a good one. Linked by the president at truthsocial.com. I'll read it to you. It accompanying it is a picture of Donald Trump in his dark blue, or might be black in this case. I think it's a dark blue suit with his beautiful red tie. And I mean, does anybody wear a sharper shirt than Donald Trump? And this is at Newsmax. And later I'll have an idea for you on how you can listen to and watch Newsmax if you're not able to right now. The communists are attempting to take news to deplatform Newsmax. I'll show you a way, an end run around them, whereby you can get Newsmax, you can get Real America's Voice, and you can get One America News, all three of those. I'll go into that right after this opening post from Donald John Trump. And the president is linking in that beautiful red tie. He's linking over to Newsmax, so I'll read the article right here. And he writes today, Trump is tested. That matters. And the author is Garrett Ventry with a V. He writes, our nation is facing multiple major crises. President Joe Biden's leadership has been a series of unmitigated disasters and failures. Each follows right on the heels of the other, with seemingly no let up. Right here at home, Americans bear the burden of the Biden administration and congressional Democrats' reckless spending. This fuels inflation, which has hit 40-year highs. But what does this really mean? The average American is paying much more for gas and groceries. Crime is skyrocketing in our cities, from San Francisco to New York. Violent crime is spiking in those cities and others, causing many people to feel unsafe. The border is a clear humanitarian and national security crisis, with record border crossings happening on a regular basis. Now, I know all of you, of course, know all of this, and this is much too, you know, this is very mild verbiage from Garrett Ventry, but bless his heart. Not everybody is as advanced as you are there in the audience. Bear with me. He has a real good close to this. The world is less safe under the leadership of Joe Biden. I mean, how would we say the same thing? Hey, communism sucks. And the Democrat Party is the Communist Party USA, and we're having none of it. No, thank you. We don't want communism. So our language is a little bit sterner. But this article on Newsmax continues. Afghanistan was toppled by the Taliban. 13 heroic American service members lost their lives. China's aggression continues, best exemplified by sending a spy balloon directly into our airspace. And he says, all of these scenarios mean if Republicans are going to defeat Joe Biden in 2024, here, now we get to the rub, and this is why the president has linked to this article, why it's important. If Republicans are going to defeat Joe Biden or any of the other communists, I inserted that, in 2024, they need to nominate someone who is tested and can win. Remember I made that argument the other day here on this show? We have a moral duty to win. If we're doing anything, we have to calculate, you in the privacy of your conscience, calculate what is the best way, honestly, how can I help the good people, the forces of good, how can I help them win? How can I make myself not a albatross around their neck? If I've got baggage or if I'm not helping the cause, you know, if I didn't brush my teeth and I didn't comb my hair, I'm not going to stand up in the public meeting because I'm going to hurt the cause. But if I've got my Brill cream on and a little dabble, do you? Then I might step up to the microphone and help the cause. Donald John Trump is the most qualified Republican for the nomination. He has done the job and has a proven track record of strong conservative governance. He is also defeating Joe Biden handily in recent polling. ABC News has Trump winning 48-45. That may seem to you like kind of close or something, but no, it's not. That's if the Republican is polling 3 points ahead of the Democrat before the election, that's actually a giant victory, because it'll be stronger. It'll be bigger than that. The last thing the GOP needs to do, okay, listen to this, is to nominate another untested candidate who says the right things, but when they get to Washington, D.C., caves to the pressure of the left and regime media. Many politicians use the line that they will be ready for the presidency on day one. However, only Trump can actually be ready on that day, because he has done the job. We've seen this movie before. Politicians run for elective office and make lofty promises. Then, when it matters most, they do not deliver. The Republican Party has moved past Bush. Pick your Bush, any Bush. McCain and Romney, who refuse to engage in the big fights. Donald Trump, as candidate and president, taught Republicans how to fight and, altogether now, win. How to win. Foreign leaders respected and feared him. Recall, he decimated ISIS and killed Iran's General Qasem Soleimani. North Korea was forced to come to the table on nuclear weapons. Donald Trump tore up the infamous Iran deal. He slapped tariffs on China for ripping us off and moved our embassy to Jerusalem just as he had promised during the campaign. Under his presidency, Russia never invaded Ukraine. The Taliban did not overtake Afghanistan. The border was much more secure, and our economy was red hot. Now compare the Biden economy to the Trump economy. It's no contest. People were better off financially under our nation's 45th president. And it goes on. It goes through a recitation of Trump accomplishments, all of which we know. And so we don't need the recitation. He goes over the courts, the circuit court appointments. Not only is Trump defeating all of his likely challengers for the Republican nomination by double digits, he matches up the strongest against Joe Biden. Now, listen to this. This is an interesting part of his article. Many of his likely challengers even owe their rise to Trump. Think of the ingratitude here. And he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind. He set him up, bartender. Donald Trump will knock him down. That's just fine with him. He likes a good fight. But many of his likely challengers even owe their rise to Trump. Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, was the underdog against Adam Putnam for governor in the primary until Trump endorsed him. That's a fact of which I lost sight. He was the underdog in the primary against Adam Putnam. Then Trump endorsed him, and he vaulted over Putnam. Interesting. Instantly in one day. Former South Carolina governor and U.S. UN ambassador Nikki Haley. Let me try to remember her name. Let's see if I can remember it. The first name is Nimrata. I got that right. I think I even got the last name, Randhawa. Nikki Haley, or also known as Nimrata Randhawa, was given opportunities on the national stage because Trump picked her for the UN spot. Mike Pence was elevated to vice president from being an arguably unknown governor. Now, think back to that. Think back to the Republican convention. Mike Pence was selected. Donald Trump secured the nomination, and he wasn't campaigning with a vice presidential candidate. At the convention, Donald Trump selected or was offered and agreed to Mike Pence. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the way it went. I didn't know who Mike Pence was. I had heard of him. Mike Pence was not a major national figure of consequence. Donald Trump vaulted him into prominence. Mike Pompeo went from Kansas congressman to CIA director and secretary of state, thanks to Mr. Trump. Just like 2016, many very talented political figures thought they could defeat the author of The Art of the Deal. he is in an even stronger position this time around. With a proven track record of conservative governance, from appointing Supreme Court justices to fueling a strong economy and foreign policy, he is the only Republican candidate who more than proved during his presidency that he will not back down to the left, the media, congressional Democrats, and foreign leaders. And then the final sentence, he is our nation's best choice. And then the last sentence is just a phrase, without exception. Hear, hear. I agree with that, all of that. And that's the most recent post on truthsocial.com. Oh, let me go over here to our chat screen and just check on anybody who's showing up here at our call-in number. 512-248-8252. I'll pick up on your call anytime anybody calls. Let's see if the president's put anything up in the ensuing minutes after that post. No, that's still his most recent post. I like it a lot. Here's some good news. Well, wait. Let me get to the news I promised you, which is how do you hook up to these deplatformed, wonderful patriot sites like Newsmax, One American News, and Real America's Voice. That's my favorite TV news thing. And I watch it without, I don't even have TV. I cut the cable, as they say. I'm saving myself significant money by not having cable TV. You can call up your cable provider and say, hey, I'd like to continue internet service, if that's how you get your internet services, over that coax cable from your cable provider in your area, the local monopoly. They're almost all, aren't they, local monopolies. I'd like to continue the internet service so you can do things like listen to this radio show. But I'm going to cut the cable. I don't want TV anymore. How much money am I saving if I do that? And they'll tell you how much, and you'll be impressed. Do it if you like the argument I'm making here. Here's how you can. I gave you a way to get those stations a little while ago, and that way went away. I can't find it anymore. It was called USTVGo.tv, and you could get a whole bunch of neat channels on USGoTV.tv, but don't even remember that name because they've apparently blasted them into the memory hole. But I'll give you another one now. You got your pencil handy. This one's easier to remember. I just stumbled upon it myself this week, distro.tv. Distro, spelled D-I-S-T-R-O, distro.tv. And you can go there at any time, and you can get these really valuable stations. So I can just to prove my point here. Don't do this, because then you're not listening to Republic Broadcasting anymore if you do what I'm doing right now. But I'll just type, delicious smell of a great dinner from my daughter coming from upstairs from downstairs, but I may sneeze here in a minute because all those herbs and spices are getting to my nose. Let's see here. distro.tv. I click on that. This is how easy it is. Just typed in distro.tv. I then go over to the news and opinion shows right after the break. I'll show you how simple it is, and then we'll get back to our business. See you in a moment. It'll still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
All right, we're back. John Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival, I believe. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'll bet you John Fogerty's a Trump supporter. I'm just betting. He's written some good songs that have some good patriot lyrics in them. But just to show you how easy this is, I told you about distro.tv. Okay, I just typed it in, immediately pulled it up. And here I go. I'm looking at the news and opinion section. Okay. Newsmax, censored by AT&T, deplatformed. I click. Oh. And?
It was a month. And I'm a recipient.
We have a nation that still remembers their daddy.
For just $11 a month, you can help support and protect.
That's an ad for Tunnel to Towers, but that's Newsmax. Okay. I hit my back button. Okay, so I don't want to listen to Newsmax. I want to listen to Real America's Voice now. Click on that and give it a second or two.
Nobody watches.
No one.
Speaking of fish stories, here we go. Argentine fisherman catches 550 pounds.
Okay, that was Real America's Voice. And I'll say I want to go to One America News. Okay, here it is. I click on it. This is how easy it is. OAN, here it is. See what they've got on.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore?
Well, that's an ad, but that was One America News. And that's, you know, way back when I was just a lad, there were three channels on your black and white TV, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And that was it. I think it was channel 2, 4, and 7. And then channel 11 was your local news. I think it was KNX or in LA. I'm not sure. Been a while since. But that was in a huge media market like LA. There were just three stations. And what you got used to was you could just, you flipped the, you know, your parents would, you know, get bugged by your flipping the channel. There were only three to flip to. Well, now it's very confusing, and it's, but you know what you want to listen to. There are a few patriot things, and you now, this is new. You have an enemy that's sniping at your favorite radio, podcasts, your favorite TV, and they're deplatforming them. They're blocking them to you. Well, and taking them down. So I'm letting you know, we're adapting faster than they can attack. And I just gave you that example right there at Distro TV. So occasionally when I run across something like that, a way to connect to the Patriot cause easily from your computer, I will share that with you. Okay. Now, let's look at this. Remember, they deplatformed the president, and now he's back at truthsocial.com, but that's not all. It gets even better. If you go to Truth Social, you go down a little bit, and then there's the smiling face of Donald John Trump, Jr. And you can click on him and go right to him. He now has a podcast. Let's see how simple that is to just click on that. The only difficulty I have is the president posts so much that you have to be patient to get through all of these posts. Here's one. I just went by one that's great at truthsocial.com today. And that is Donald Trump is back in at Super Bowl. I don't know which Super Bowl it is, but he's at a charity event at which celebrities are in order to raise $1 million for charity, are attempting to pass an NFL football through a little hole in a wall. And in other words, the kind of thing that a pro quarterback is happy to be able to do. And Donald Trump, looking totally trim. I mean, this guy is ripped. And he's got the surfer blonde hair and the whole package. And this was, what year was this? Well, he rears back with a football and fires a bullet through the hole, and nobody else can do it. And you'll see it if you go to truthsocial.com. You'll see that's enjoyable. And he's still doing it. He's still firing bullets on the golf course. He just won the senior championship at his own course in West Palm Beach, beating lots of people who are probably in their 50s. He's 76. But now let's go to... and it's his son that posts that. He says, remember when the world loved Donald Trump? Those were the good old days. Everybody liked Donald Trump. But now the enemy is all exercised about him. We'll be right back after this break.
This man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Big Trump, John. That is. We're back, and I was going to play that clip for you. I don't know, it's mostly visual, so there may not be that much to see, but it's at the Super Bowl. I just noticed this and came up with a little personal anecdote in the course of looking at it. It's the 1992 Super Bowl in Buffalo, New York. And who was playing? The Washington Redskins against the Buffalo Bills. Jim Kelly was the quarterback, who probably would be lucky to fire that ball through the little hole that Donald Trump nailed when he's there. But the so that's, you know, in addition, prior, I guess, to the game, Donald Trump doing this charity event, the whole crowd's roaring for Donald Trump. And let's see, how many years ago was that? That's like 30 or so years ago. But it just occurred to me, in the 1992 Super Bowl, the free safety for the Buffalo Bills was somebody named Mark Kelso. He was in three consecutive Buffalo Bills Super Bowls, none of which they won. But he was a wonderful free safety for the Buffalo Bills, Mark Kelso. And, you know, that's my cousin. So the small world. let's go to that's our sports segment for this show. The here is, I'm looking for Junior here. He's posting his dad's pass. Probably Junior was there. I don't know. He would be a kid, I guess, at that game. I'll bet Dad brought the kids from New York City where they were living. And the president's posting away. Here he's ripping Bill Maher. And he says, good riddance to Nicola Sturgeon. Who is, you ask, who is Nicola Sturgeon? She's the first minister of Scotland in their devolved Scottish Parliament. And Nicola Sturgeon is the leader of the Scottish National Party, the SNP. And, you know, those of you out there who, like me, speaking of things, Kelso, where have you heard that name before, Will? There's a town right there between Glasgow and Edinburgh, Kelso, Scotland. And that is named after my family. My family built the abbey there. And you, if you have Scottish blood, you are distressed at how weirdly communist left-wing Scotland has gone of late. And it baffled me. I couldn't figure it out. What has happened to my people? They've lost their minds. Now, mind you, at this time, I saw somebody today who made the very good point. The entire Western world has lost its collective mind. There is no, you have little islands of sanity like Hungary. But, I mean, something terrible has happened to our race, to our people. Anyway, including Scotland. But I found an interesting explanation from this person, a Scotsman, who said, here's what happened. How did this communist Scottish National Party win and take power in Scotland? And he gave the answer. The SNP, the Scottish National Party, was the only party that wholeheartedly endorsed devolution or independence from England. And in Scotland, you recall your Scots blood, boils sometimes at the mention of the English. There is that ancient animosity between the Scots and the English. Horrible fights. If you saw the movie Braveheart, that's what that was about. You saw it. A lot of passion there. And so the Scots, there's a well of dislike of the English. And of course, that we want to go, that we need to put that into our past. But in all of our white European rivalries and animosities, none of us serve us anymore. But anyway, the Scottish National Party got a majority in the new Scottish Parliament by insisting on independence from England. That was it. And then this Scotsman explained, once they were in power, they could take their whole communist list of what they want to do. No borders, you name it. They were able to then just run riot with their communist program based on the fact that they were the only party. The Conservative Party in Scotland did not endorse independence. So there's your explanation. If you're wondering what happened, for those of you with Scottish blood out there, if you're wondering what happened to my people, that's what happened to your people. They got suckered by the communists endorsing independence. All right, let's go to, who's Nicola Sturgeon? Well, she's the SNP prime minister who just announced she is resigning. And President Trump had this to say. He said, Donald Trump says, good riddance to Nicola Sturgeon, who announced he is stepping down. Let's see here. You know, there's so much posted by the president today, and he's doing it on a daily basis now. I'm just looking for his son. This is just an incredible collection of posting by the president. And now I can't even find it. But Don Jr. has his own podcast now. And the Don Jr. I'm looking for is an interview done today with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And a wonderful interview. And that's, you know, again, we can look forward to that in the second Trump administration, Trump 47. We can look forward to it on January 20th, 2025, Don Jr. Who knows what role Don Jr. will play? Don Jr. has never had any involvement with politics prior to his dad, likewise, with no experience in politics, starting at the top and winning at the top. But Don Jr. is now a seasoned fighter. He was there. He's at his father's elbow. He has witnessed all of the treason that has gone on. So he is really ready for the fight. And he, like his father, has thrown all in. He's not devoting himself to making money with any of his businesses. They've suffered mightily because of his involvement with politics. So the apple has not fallen far from the tree. And then Eric, the other of the older sons, has done likewise. And then now what will Barron do in 2025? I have to think about it. He's the same age, I believe, as my daughter. He would be like 16 or 17 now. So in 2025, he would be 2 or 3 years older. He's voting. He's a young man at that time. So now we're going to have 3 Trump sons speaking their minds. Too young quite yet to do that. Let me hit the refresh button here on the president and see if he's nothing absolutely new. He thanks the great state of Georgia. The communists in Georgia had launched a grand jury attack against the president. They're attacking everywhere, in Florida, in Georgia, in New York, in Washington, D.C., anywhere they can file or launch lawfare against the president. But anyway, it all came to naught in Georgia, and the president thanks the special grand jury for total exoneration. So that was taken off his plate today. Whatever they were attacking him for interference in the Georgia election, for him having made a phone call to elected officials in Georgia wanting to know how's it going in Georgia. And that now becomes an impeachable offense and interfering with elections, a federal offense. They're trying to get him on a felony charge so that as a convicted felon, they could stop him from running for president. If they could do it with a traffic ticket, they'd try for that. But I think they have to have a felony. I don't think a convicted felon can run for president of the United States. Correct me if I'm wrong. And here's the president talking about that. Here he is. This is something you might want to avail yourself of. I have my copy right here. Our Journey Together, a beautiful coffee table book of big full-page photographs of the president during his campaign and his presidency as 45. It's beautiful, and you're not going to believe this. Somebody in my impoverished circumstances, I actually have a signed copy of Our Journey Together by President Donald J. Trump. And the cover is a picture of him emerging from Air Force One, this time with his blue tie, not his red tie. I think he has 2 ties. I think he has 100 blue ties and 100 red ties. And I think he looks great in those. Don't bother. Don't do the stripes, Mr. President. Don't do patterns and designs. I love the simplicity of your presidential, you could call it his uniform. It's magnificently eloquent. Here he goes. Here's a post he puts up, and it's important. It's at a site called hotair.com. I've never heard of it, but it's important the moment Donald Trump links to it, and he says, here's what he links to. Let's see. Trump hits Haley. She wants to go after Social Security and Medicare and me. Right on time, and lest we forget, fair play too. Donald Trump officially announced his candidacy 3 months ago. So anyone announcing after that sets up the opportunity for Trump to conduct what is sometimes charitably called contrast campaigning. Most of the rest of us call it going negative, which has its risks, but worked out well for Trump 8 years ago in a crowded field and when Trump himself was more novelty than known quantity. Remember that? We can quibble on the substance and will in a moment, but this statement out from Team Trump today, minutes after Nikki Haley's, Nimrod Randhawa's launch, shows that he's taking his former UN ambassador seriously as a contender. That in itself might be a mistake, especially on these complaints. It's kind of lengthy here, so I won't delve into it, but that's something he posted today. Notice he's leveling the artillery at Nikki Haley. And then whoever comes up next, this is going to be fun. You know, stay tuned. Who's next? Who wants to get into the octagon next? It's kind of more fun if they do it one at a time. So we can focus on each inglorious defeat. We can keep it more interesting that way. And now remember, Nikki Haley was the governor of South Carolina, and that's South Carolina and Iowa are, I believe, and New Hampshire are the first three primary states. It will be important. Remember how it goes? Like Joe Biden, if you recall this, he came in, I believe, fifth in New Hampshire. And everybody said, that's it. His campaign is over. And then, in a kind of a miracle, was it Georgia or South Carolina? In that primary, a black congressman somehow arranged, and probably was corrupt, got a whole bunch of black votes for Joe Biden, and he emerged from total defeat that he would be the candidate in 2020. Well, anyway, it's important. Now, Donald Trump just roared right from the beginning, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, he just roared to victories. But here's what can happen. You get somebody who, this is what these wannabes, this is what they're hoping on. That if I go and I campaign week after week and I spend and I get millions of dollars from the Koch brothers and I get millions of dollars from the Club for Growth or whoever, numbskulls of the neocon rhinos, if I just spend $100 per every voter I get in New Hampshire, I could somehow shock, Donald Trump, and I could vault into the nomination. So this is what these people are. It's not going to happen for any of them. Ron DeSantis or any of the others. It's not going to happen. But so the president, he is a seasoned politician now. So he's making sure to make appearances in the battleground states to beat the Democrats, and in the primary states to win, to seal the Republican primary. So he'll be coming out to Iowa, not too far from me here. He might be coming my way, coming to Minnesota. He has come to Minnesota. I've seen him twice in Minnesota, once in Duluth and once in Bemidji. That's right. You've never heard of Bemidji, but in northern Minnesota. And so I'm looking forward to that in 2020. And 2024. Let's see. You know the way to find Don Jr. Now here, I'm over at truthsocial.com, and I'll just click on Don Jr.'s picture, which I just did, and there she is. That's, now I've got it. There's the interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And see, I don't need to hope that YouTube won't censor it. I don't need to hope that, Twitter will not censor it. will take it down. There it is, right there, on our website. So let me go right. I'm just going to jump right in the middle of the interview, so you can hear Marjorie Taylor Greene talking with Donald John Trump Jr.
Hurling fists at the man's head and body, after which officers handcuffed him.
Oops. Okay. My fault. Let me just close this tab. And when we come back from the break, you'll hear Don Jr. and Marjorie Taylor Greene, two of your favorite people.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks. We only have one more segment, so I've saved the best for last. This is, I've got it queued up now, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love her. Northwest Georgia Congresswoman. She's talking to Donald Trump Jr. I love him. And so two of our favorites talking on the Donald Trump Jr. podcast. It's wonderful. So just listen to him for a moment. She's talking about, you know, who's gone in to visit the January 6th political prisoners. Who? In Congress. Very small group of people. First and foremost among them, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So these political prisoners, they know personally now, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But anyways, Roseanne Boylan was on the ground. I saw the video, and she was receiving life-saving CPR. She was being given CPR by a January 6th defendant who was in jail in the D.C. jail. He was a deputy sheriff from Georgia. He's giving her CPR, and two Capitol Police officers grab her by the feet and drag her away from CPR. And he's screaming at them to stop. You know, they're trying to save this woman's life, but the Capitol Police officers drag her away, and then her body was cremated in Washington, D.C. Like, I think it was within 2 days after
that. Was
that
like family notice or something, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that for sure, but my understanding is that her family wasn't given the choice of cremation or burial, but she was cremated.
Because COVID.
Of course.
Probably,
COVID,
right? Everything is COVID, white supremacy, or climate change, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Did you hear that? Don Jr., everything is COVID, white supremacy, or climate change. Now, that's the son of the president, ladies and gentlemen. So he, you know, I mean, what do Don Jr. and Don Sr. talk about when they're, you know, having lunch, breakfast, or dinner, you know, or sitting around the campfire? That's exactly what they talk about. And so I'm loving this. Let me listen a little bit more. This is an interview today.
It has to be grouped into one, if not all, of those things.
But I want to see her coroner's report. I want to see that because... there's also talk that she was beaten very badly by police. And did that lead to her death? I don't know. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so imperative that Kevin McCarthy does release the videotapes. And we want him to continue to pursue that. And that's why it's so important for Republicans on committees to ask questions. And on oversight, we are going to do a hearing, an investigation into the D.C. jail. And on House Admin Committee, they are going to look into everything that happened on January 6th because they have the videotapes. And so there's a lot coming up, but it's just not coming fast enough. I know people are ready, and it's been 2 years.
Well, they're ready. I mean, I think people do have to understand there is a process. Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure that, you know, the swamp doesn't take control of this process, right? You know, you need to be out there, you know, letting them know. If it is a problem, let me know, and I'll boost whatever we can to make sure that it happens, because, you know, they're going to downplay, they're going to try to slow everything down. And there's always going to be a problem. Oh, they'll go to a judge who will give them a favor. Oh, yeah, you have another month to produce this. And they're drag it, try to get to the next election, and, you know, where they hope that maybe they can get control again so they can just end it all.
Yes.
And we'll never.
Beautiful. They're both saying exactly what we want to hear from them. Don Jr. and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, that's a good way to end. Thanks for joining us here on Thursday night. We'll see you tomorrow night, Friday night, here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.